Over the years, a number of remedies have been suggested to boost the upstate New York economy. Lower taxes and fees and less regulation is the strategy for the group Unshackle Upstate. It's an organization whose stated goal is to advocate for upstate taxpayers and businesses. The group recently appointed Michael Crocker as its new executive director.
The biggest thing that we face up here is we're struggling. Most of the private sector job growth occurring in this state by a large degree is occurring in downstate New York. Our needs are different here upstate. We have different kind of economies. We've got small communities. We've got small cities. And we face a lot of burdens as upstate New York businesses. New York State is not known for being the most business-friendly state in the nation, that's for sure. But my job is to try to give a voice to those upstate businesses to make sure that our Albany legislators, our governor, and our agencies understand the way their policies impact businesses, particularly in upstate New York, who have different needs than our friends in downstate.
After the one and only Cynthia Nixon-Andrew Cuomo debate, I heard some criticism from some who heard the debate that upstate New York was never mentioned. Do you think upstate is getting heard in this campaign for governor this year?
It certainly was a glaring omission from both candidates, and Unshackled, just after the primary, put out a statement encouraging all of our candidates, particularly those running statewide, to articulate a vision for upstate. Too often, I think, that sort of gets lost in the conversation, but it's important. So I would certainly encourage both candidates, or all statewide candidates, to make sure they're making upstate a priority.
Every so often you hear an announcement that this many jobs is coming to New York, upstate New York somewhere, some factory is opening, a business is relocating, and then maybe a week later you'll hear Global Foundries is laying off 400 people, General Electric in Schenectady is laying off several hundred people. Is it one step forward and one step back for the upstate economy?
You've got a lot of these, interesting economic development plans upstate, and no one's ever going to turn away economic development dollars or focus from Albany. But I'm a big believer in if Albany were to simply level the playing field for all businesses, start easing the burden on all businesses across the state, you wouldn't need as much of this sort of targeted, special, kind of one project economic development policy. You could have a rising tide across upstate New York, and you'd see sort of all these businesses start pulling themselves up by the bootstraps, and it would not be, you wouldn't have to worry about picking winners and losers or, successes or failures, because you would just have a holistic approach where every business sees their regulations lower, every business has a burden, ease of burden of tax, taxes, and every business then can succeed. So I think really that is a great model, is just sort of having Albany as a whole become more business-friendly, and all of New York State will thrive.
Michael Crocker is the recently appointed executive director of Unshackle Upstate.